Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Christian teacher fired for her involvement in an after-school Bible club. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, it's just amazing to me, these people that work in the schools don't seem to be educated as far as, you know, the rights of students to be able to participate in after-school Bible clubs. Well, in this example that we're talking about, it was a substitute teacher who was volunteering for this after-school Bible club, but when she told the students about it, then another employee reported her, and they came after her with some other excuse.
Yeah, we'll talk about the other excuse. It's ridiculous. So Liberty Counsel has sent a demand letter to a New Jersey public school district, Belleville Public Schools, and educational contractor Kelly Services USA, requesting to amicably resolve these violations of the teacher's First Amendment rights and Title VII employment rights. However, repeated attempts to do so have gone thus far unanswered. The case has now been elevated to the Justice Department Office of Civil Rights for presentation to the Anti-Christian Bias Task Force.
Yeah, and this case is in New Jersey. So this teacher was simply, the students loved her, let's put it that way. And she was hugging them, not inappropriately, but just hugging them because, you know, they come up and they swarm you because they love you.
Yeah, and so she's a very well-liked teacher. There was nothing inappropriate. But it was after the teacher said that she was participating in this after-school Bible club that all of a sudden she gets terminated. So we're asking that this teacher be reinstated as a substitute teacher and that this needs to take place right away. So in January of 2025 is when all this happened, when she was terminated for violating this so-called safe touch policy. By receiving hugs from children, even though it was common practice for the district staff to accept them. The allegation was made by an employee in December 2024, the day after the substitute teacher told children about an after-school Bible club opportunity held on campus, for which she frequently volunteers to facilitate at several schools in the district.
And you know, if you look on our demand letter, there are pictures of others, for example, a principal was also hugging a child with her arm all the way around the child, which I might hesitate not to do that. So she's not the only one that's been hugging children. For them to come after her for that reason is pretty lame.
Yeah, it's pretty lame. It's an excuse that we know has no basis because, again, we have those photographs of others, including the principal of that particular school. And I get the policy in general with regards to safe touch. Obviously, you don't want to touch people inappropriately. That's not what happened here.
But children need hugs.
But, you know, how are you going to work in a school like that and around little kids? What do? When they come to you and hug you, what are you going to push back? You like, oh, I can't do that. You can't grab me and hug me. These are little kids. These are, you know, in this case, elementary kids, middle school kids, high school kids, whatever.
Often look up to their teachers and they need that love from them.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, as a matter of fact, one of the students in our Covenant Journey trip that we take young people to Israel, he gave a testimony one time in his Christian testimony where we evaluated him and then accepted him. He talked about the fact that he, at one time in his life, was close to committing suicide. So he gave a testimony while he was there, and on his paperwork, he said that there was a time in his life where he was very despondent, and he was headed to kill himself. And he walked by this church, and the church was open. There was a service going on. He walks into the church. A man who he does not know to this day who he was, did not say a word at all, came up to this young man and hugged him. Didn't say a word. He doesn't He didn't introduce himself. For some reason, the Holy Spirit put on this man's heart that this young man needed a touch. Mm-hmm. He did that. That hug, and this man doesn't know it. It may have well been an angel who did this. I don't know. Because, you know, Hebrews says sometimes we entertain angels and we're not even aware of it. Right. Could have been God sent an angel to give this young boy this comfort. And so that hug changed this young boy's life. Mm-hmm. We actually had a story like that during COVID. You remember there was a case where one of our pastors was at church, had church open. A guy was driving by on the road, and he was on his way to kill himself. Because during COVID, the worst thing that you could do is tell people, don't touch each other. I mean, we are creatures that, you know, touch is very important.
Wear a mask and all that.
Distance yourself. Isolate yourself. How horrible that is for people who are communal, that God created us communal.
Particularly children that are used to playing and working together, and then you isolate them.
Yeah, and so he was on his way to kill himself. He saw the church open. He goes into the church, and there's the pastor there that day, and he was able to speak with the pastor, get counsel, and he did not take his life. Mm. If that church had been closed, the pastor had followed the commands of the government to be closed, that man would not be alive today. Mm. So it's critically important that, you know, appropriate touching is permissible, especially in this environment where these teachers are mentoring and they're around other young people. I get the whole thing about inappropriate touching, but that's not right. What this happened. That's not what this did. And in fact, as you said, to prove our point, we have photographs of other people, including the principal, hugging a student. So,
but her arm was all the way around the child.
Yeah.
So
here, this is not why they terminate. This is the ruse. What we find a lot of times, particularly in employment-related cases, is the, or other situations, it could be equal access cases in public schools, is when somebody gets called on the carpet for an inappropriate activity, they come up with some crazy other reason why they did what they did to try to fool you and frankly lie to you and mask the real reason of why they did it. Why they did it in terms of the termination here of the substitute teacher is very clear because it happened in close proximity to the fact where this teacher invites or talks about this after-school Bible club opportunity to the students. Another person overhears it, reports her, then she's terminated.
And I'm sure they knew that wouldn't fly if you said, well, you can't be involved in an after-school Bible club.
Right. In fact, Liberty Counsel represented, and we won the very first successful case in the country in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Barbara Wigg. And she was a school teacher, elementary school teacher. And then immediately after school, in the same or nearby classroom, she volunteered to work with Good News Clubs. Mm. And so there was an attempt by the school to stop her. You can't do that because somebody said, well, she's a teacher. These young people are not going to know the difference between a teacher during the day and Miss Wigg after school hours as a private individual. We ended up representing her, filing a lawsuit, and we ended up winning at the Court of Appeals 3-0. And it was the first case in the country where this teacher who teaches during the day can take off her teacher's hat and immediately in the same classroom or a nearby classroom actually teach the kids. And the reason is that the issue is not will the kids misunderstand. And this goes back to the 2001 Supreme Court decision of Child Evangelism Fellowship. It's the parents. The parents give a permission slip for their children to attend the Good News Club. So when they say, yes, their little son or daughter can go to a Good News Club after school with Barbara Wigg or some other teacher, it's their decision. And their child is there because the parents are giving parental consent. So, you know, it's critically important that these Bible clubs are available, that teachers are able to participate in them. We've won the very first case in the country on this very issue. And now we're going to bat for this teacher in this New Jersey school. Because otherwise, what they're essentially saying is that if you're a Christian and you want to participate after school in a Bible club and other students want to come there or you want to tell them about it, you can't be a teacher.
So we need to pray that Kelly Services, which is the contract agency that she works under, reinstate her and look through this nonsense.
Yeah, so we have a First Amendment violation because of the school. We have a Title VII issue because of Kelly Services, which is the contractor. So pray for this particular case. We're expecting a response very soon. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.